Just look at me.
Okay, great. Emily Remus, and I'm a program manager on the Talent PC team.
And why are we here today?
Okay, I'm here to show you the new education pack that the that my team, the mobile hardware application development team, developed for the Talent PC.
It was just released this morning.
It was, yeah.
So why don't you give us a quick demo, and then we can talk about it.
Okay, great. You may be familiar with the Experience Pack, which was a more general pack that our team put out.
Yeah, we interviewed Dustin about that one.
Perfect. This pack is more focused on the education market, specifically on students, you know, leaving high school, going into university or college. They're buying their first PC, trying to give them a free package of software so that they can help them make the decision that the tablet.
So does it beg mom for more money?
Yeah. Well, you know,
that's what I always needed when I was in college.
we did think about that too when we were developing the applications. You know, this has to be appealing not only to the students but to the parents as well. You know, they have to kind of be able to, you know, help justify the purchase of a tablet. So
yep.
I had to actually help them in school. So I won't pick it up, Raj.
Go for it.
Should I leave the tablet down here?
Yeah.
Similar to the Experience Pack, we have just a launcher, again, in blue. Just kind of gives you a way to launch all the applications and sort of a brief overview. So I'll get started with the first application here on the list. So it's called the Equation Writer. I got a little demo there, so start this up. And what this application allows you to do is ink mathematical formulas and have them converted into text that you can put them in a lab report or, you know, a presentation or that kind of thing.
Very cool. So this would actually be helpful for teachers as well who are writing tests and stuff like that.
Absolutely. I was just...
Because writing equations on a keyboard is pretty difficult.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple steps you have
to go through. Show us how it works.
Okay, so something that people may be familiar with, so I'll just ink the quadratic formula here. So negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac... Okay. And convert. There. So then you've got the equation there.
Yep.
Converted. And what I can do then.
Yep.
Is copy that. And I'll just actually had a Word document ready. So just come here and paste it in. So you can just paste in a report. And your comment about the teachers is great because I was just down at the National Education Conference and a lot of teachers were thinking the same thing. Like, oh, I could use this to...
Do tests,
exactly.
Do other kinds of things.
Exactly, so...
And on the web, can these equations be delivered on the web? Or
yeah,
can
it's actually...
Or font or anything like that?
It's just, it's a bitmap, so you could put them out on the web.
It is, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
And I'll just show you another sort of supports. Oh, let's see. Okay, here we go, so... Y equals, let's go, n equals 1 to, say, 5, root of n plus n squared, let's see how it's on that one. Okay, there you go. So then, so it supports integrals and summations and various other matrices, but...
That's really great.
I've had to take a look at some of the math that the ed age group, sort of the seniors and juniors in high school and sort of the...
Now, do you have one for chemistry class as well? Because I remember writing a lot of equations in chemistry class. Well,
maybe in the future there, but...
Okay. Cool.
All right, so that's the... actually, what I should show you is, though my recognition was actually quite good...
How much does this cost, by the way?
It's free.
What?
The whole...
Everybody at Microsoft's giving away everything for free, right?
How is our stock price going to go up
if we're giving away everything for free? That is cool. So you can just download it from the website.
Yep.
It was up this morning. I saw it.
Yep.
And
if you go to tabletpc.com, you'll be able to find it. I was just going to show you the different ways of correcting it in case it was wrong. So you can actually select the whole equation, and it gives you other options that it thought it may have been. Or, alternatively, you could select an individual letter or character, and then it would give you, I thought it was going to be an M or something.
Very cool.
Could change that.
That's very
because
cool.
we recognize with all handwriting recognition that, it won't always be perfect.
Yep.
But we want to make it as easy as possible.
It's getting a lot better, though. I mean, the handwriting recognition is pretty good. I was showing it on somebody on a plane last night, and they were just amazed how accurate it was.
Really?
So.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the equation writer.
I remember the old days when I didn't recognize much of my handwriting at all. So.
It's glad to see you're a tablet user, though. That's
yeah.
The next one is GoBinder Lite.
Yep.
This is a product by Agilix Labs. So let me start that up. Actually, I think I have this one started already. This application is shows the tablet scenario of being a planner. So we've got your task list. You can have your calendar items. It was designed specifically for students, so there's a syllabus you can have here. You can put in all of your assignments and term papers and whatnot as a
yep.
student, as well as contacts.
And I noticed you can mix handwriting with a keyboard
yep.
input.
Yep, you have
or you can convert it to text.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know the answer to the question, actually. I think you can convert handwriting to text, but I've personally only handwritten or entered text through the tips.
Right.
But I think so. You can search. You can take notes as well in this and search on those notes. So
okay.
I would imagine you can convert. So this is GoBinder Lite. There's actually a full version of GoBinder. And the difference is this has a 10 megabyte storage limit.
Okay.
Which should take students through a whole term. We didn't want to just have sort of a try and buy, but you could go out and purchase the full version of
right.
GoBinder as well. And the benefit to that...
How much is the full version, do you know?
I think it's around $50.
Okay.
You get the syncing capabilities, which we don't have in the Lite version, and that's so you can sync with Outlook or with Blackboard, which is a system that a lot of schools use, and they put all their syllabuses and class information there.
Okay.
Get that in the full version.
Okay.
Well, the next one, fun. Okay, Hexic Deluxe. Some people are probably familiar with Hexic. It's actually a game on MSN Zone.
Oh, really? I didn't know about it.
Yeah, and has I think a $20 value, because we have the full version of Hexic here, so another reason why giving it away for free is pretty fun. So let me start this up. So here we got the zone. They were super nice about letting us include this in the pack.
Okay.
So we've got some different game type options, but I'll just open Marathon Game, and I'll do easy, because... So it's basically a puzzle game where you can use the pen to rotate the pieces and form these groupings. And, you get points, and as you go up in levels, they get more difficult to form the groupings. So there'll be these bombs that you have to, blow up before they go away. Let me see if I can keep playing here. And as you can see, you can rotate in either direction with the pen. Oh, that one didn't work. There we go. I'll rotate this. and it's just kind of a fun
that is cool.
game to play. That's sort of an addictive study break game, as we call it. I'll give you a quick demo of what it looked like before we added the pen gesture to it. So if I go to options, and I'll remove the pen gesture.
I love the UIs your team is creating.
So let's go back to resume game, and you can see here now when I hover over. To say rotate this piece, I tap. But to change the rotation direction, I have to go down here and change that. It doesn't seem like a big deal at the beginning, but once you become a serious player like the people on our team, then it actually matters which direction
now,
you rotate it.
Now, wait a second. You guys don't play a lot of games.
I think this
I hope you're working on shipping Windows this way instead of playing games.
what I mean to say is that this game was well tested. <Let's see.
laughs> Good catch.
The members of our team.
My son got a tour of the Xbox team, and he thought that it was the coolest job. He wants to be an Xbox developer because he thinks that's all they do is play games.
Oh, really? Come on, you got to file the bugs then. You got to do other things. But okay, great. So that was, we put the game in there because when I went and talked to a bunch of students, that seemed like an important thing to them that they would have a game. That's just ink flashcards.
Teachers are gonna love you.
Yeah, I know.
Give students more distractions.
Yeah. ink flashcards. I'll open up. We actually provide a sample set that you can get to through the launcher here. So just launch that. So cards are loading there. And this application is probably what you would expect it to be. It's a flashcard application, so you can make the flashcards, and you have the options of ink, text, and photos, or images, I should say.
Okay.
And then you can review the flashcards. So I'll just give you a quick run-through of some of the example flashcards we have here. So,
cool.
The question up here, we made them even look like index cards, and you can see we added images there. You can have text. We can even go to the end, say, and create our own card, you know. So it's a quadratic formula. Since we already did this one, we can... you just quickly create your own cards, and then we actually...
Now, can you copy the ink from here and put it in the equation editor and have it work, or do you have to actually...
You actually have to ink the equation. So you can see I hit the review mode button, and they're cycling through now on a timer of 5 seconds.
Okay.
And that's user set. And they're actually going randomly, so you can see the card number here. And that's also, you can either choose to go systematically or randomly. But so as you're going through quizzing yourself, if you don't know the answer or want to flip the card, you can come to the corner and flip the card to the other side.
Ah.
And they will continue to circulate through. And the other neat feature here is if you come to a card that you don't know the answer to, immediately, you can actually flag the card in the corner here with a little red flag, and so we can flag our quadratic formula. Maybe we don't remember that one. And in the end, I'll just flag these three here and stop the review process. And I can either choose to come down here and review all of my cards again, or I can just come and review the ones that I've flagged.
Yep.
So you can imagine you've got a big stack of these cards that you've made or facts that you had to learn. You can sort of slowly go through them, flag the ones you don't know, and then as you learn them, unflag them until that deck gets smaller and smaller.
That's really cool.
And practical applications, I mean, language students create a lot of flashcards. Some other ones we've heard actually are, you know, if you're creating a presentation, you could actually have some sort of keywords pop up and you're talking and then they cycle through at whatever speed you'd like them to cycle through at. So
yeah.
As we talk to more people, they're finding more uses.
Yeah, I was just thinking I was going to use it for presenting because I give a lot of presentations and that sort of
thing. Yeah.
Cool.
And like I said, ink, text, images, which is kind of neat for something like art history. You could actually dump in a lot of images and then have the answer. So the last one is send to OneNote.
Yep.
And we've included this because we think OneNote is an excellent tool for students to use. So we have this tool that allows you to send documents or print documents directly to OneNote because it's a great complete scenario for students. This will allow them, say you have a PDF handout or a PowerPoint presentation or something that your professor has asked you to print out and bring to class. Instead of printing it, you can send it directly to OneNote and take notes on it in class and then have all of your notes there. You know, you've got Monday's note, Tuesday note, you know, maybe Wednesday's a handout. You've got them all, so you don't have to have all these loose pieces of paper.
That sounds great.
Hanging out. So, I'll give you an example. There's two ways to get to this. One, by launching it through here, we can actually open this wizard, and I'll browse, and I'll actually open a PDF, since that's something that's important to students, to be able to work with PDFs.
Yeah.
So let me just send this.
So you just browse to a PDF document that somebody has sent you?
Yep. I just had it on
converting it
folder.
To OneNote.
Exactly. I've got the little...
How many pages is it?
This looks like it's going to be 3 pages.
Okay.
Here we go.
So this is actually in OneNote now.
This is in OneNote, exactly. Under your sent files area here. And let's scroll through. So if this was a handout that a student had received, they can be here, they can, you know, ink on top of it.
Oh yeah, that's having stuff like this in OneNote is really really great.
And because it's in OneNote, you can actually move this folder to be, say, underneath your biology folder, chemistry folder, whatever class it applies to. So it prints pretty much anything that you could
So what kind of files does it work with?
Well, anything. I mean,
does it work like Word docs?
Word docs, Excel docs, you know, like PowerPoint, which is a big one, image files, PDFs, that sort of thing. The other alternative to actually opening up that wizard is you could just, we already had this Word document open, so let's go File, and then go Print. And let's pick, send to OneNote 2003 right there.
Oh, so that's loaded by the education pack?
Exactly, it's loaded by the education pack, so you could just, instead of going File and choosing a normal printer, you could go and choose the send to OneNote option, and then press OK.
That's cool.
And there we go.
So that's
right
like a
there.
Print to OneNote.
Yep, exactly.
And that came from your equation editor, and now we're in OneNote.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's really cool.
So those are the five as free features that we have in the education pack.
Very cool.
Don't know if you have any other questions about it. Or
I think that covered the waterfront. We covered how much it costs, where to get it. Anything else that we should know about?
Okay,
that covers it.
I think that does cover it, yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks for spending some time with us.
Great, thank you.